State Representative Brad Jacobson. He's on the other end of our line. He's going to chat with us while he drives, so we're going to make sure that we can do everything to keep you safe.
I appreciate that. I'm just pulling into another construction zone on 69. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing very well. You recently introduced legislation to update the Michigan Workers' Compensation Act. Talk about that.
Sure. You know, as a small business owner, we're always looking for one of my goals in coming to Lansing is to try to make government more efficient, more effective, and a better place to for businesses to grow and create jobs here in Michigan. So along with that, we at our family business had a couple of problems with work comp in the past with some fraudulent claims. I started doing some research into it, got in touch with the Chamber and the Manufacturers Association, and we came up with this package of bills. As explained to me, you know, we're really not going to prevent fraud. If somebody wants to scam the system, it's still going to happen. But these changes we're looking to do, update, stabilize, and I think improve the efficiency of the work comp system. So it'll be better for the employee and the employer in the long run.
Well, we heard about that national story where there was an injured, I believe, city worker. He was a fireman, and he claimed disability. Actually, he was told that he was disabled by a physician. And here's a guy who's running Ironman marathons while on workman's comp, making more than 50 G's a year.
Well, that's one of the things that in some of the changes in the terminology and that we're doing and incorporating case law into the new statute that we have proposed should prevent that type of thing. One of the things that's really, you know, our work comp statute in Michigan is approximately 100 years old. There were some revisions done in the 60s. There were some revisions done in the mid-late 80s. And this is going to probably be the next one in those lines of major changes along the way. And one of the things we're incorporating in this is changes in new technology. Work comp didn't take into account before artificial joints and the ability to, if you would, make an injured employee whole so they'll be able to go back to work. They may not always be able to go back to the same position they had, but go back to work and encourage them to get off of work comp, get back into society and the workplace. It's really to their benefit to get up and get out. Might even fit in a little with the governor's new health initiative too.
Is it a good thing that the governor is trying to get business in Asia to become more involved with the state of Michigan?
I'm sorry, in Asia?
Oh, he's going to China. He's visiting that region.
We have a tremendous workforce here in the state of Michigan, very well trained. You know, we've got engineers, we've got all the material handling people here. We've got a lot of fantastic possibilities here for corporations from around the country or around the world to come to Michigan. The goal of the legislature is to open that door and tell everybody, hey, we're welcoming your business here. Come and do business here. We're ready.
Are you in favor of a new bridge from Detroit to Windsor?
I'm still studying that. You know, I sit on the transportation committee, and I've been looking at it since February. I've toured the bridge facilities down there three times now. Attended a number of workshops on it. I'm really sort of torn with it. I think in the long run, in the future, we will need another a second span. I think the new location is probably a better location. I'm just not quite convinced we need it at this time, so I'm still keeping my options open on that. With the ads you hear from the bridge company on TV and the radio are questionable how accurate some of those are, and the other side telling us it's not going to cost us anything. We all know better than that. So we have to find the correct information in between and figure out how it is going to be paid for and operated in the future.
Wait, what do you mean?
A lot of questions still.
What do you mean we all know better than that? We've been told that it's not going to cost Michigan one single dime.
Well, you You didn't hear that out of my mouth. We've already spent somewhere, and it's a moving target, somewhere around $30 million on studies and reviews, as I understand it, for the bridge already. So it's I don't think anybody believes that you're going to get a. There's no free lunch. Somebody's got to pay for it, and I don't think the Canadians are going to do the whole thing. And if you get real strict about it, some of the money we're going to be using would be used for ramps and such would be federal matching money to go along with the Canadian money. So, hey, where do you think that federal money comes from, Tony? We all know it comes out of our pocket too. It doesn't just grow in Washington. It's all drained out of us somewhere along the line. So
let's
going to make sure whatever we do is efficient.
Let's say we don't need the bridge from the aspect of that you figure that the bridge that we have in the tunnel is enough. Is it worth building a bridge because of the jobs that it would create for the 3, 4, 5 years?
I'm not sure on that, Tony. I really hate looking at an investment of that type of money. I mean, if the Maroons end up building it, that's up to them, the bridge company. But if we're going to invest state money into it, we have to make sure we're getting a bang for the buck on it. And, we'll get a surge of jobs when it's constructed, although we don't know, of course, what company is going to build the bridge. If it's an out-of-state company, it won't help us that much. There will be some additional jobs with people working at the toll booths and customs and those type of things, but we'll have to see. There's still a lot of questions to be answered.
All right, before we let you go, what's new and newsy that you're going to be working on this week and next week?
We've got the work comp issue we've got here. There's a bill that I'm going to have hearings in the next week or two, having to do with a few changes on voting regulations. When you come in to vote, you're going to have to show, make sure you show ID and such. We've got that in the work. Still got one in the press. But I'm not sure when we're going to drop that one. But we've got a lot going on in the legislature here this fall.